It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Sherry from Corbin writes, I travel through Knox, Clay, and Jackson counties at least once a week. I always end up playing Spin the Dial, Find the WEKU Station. Transmission goes in and out, and I am unable to keep it on a consistent station. Are there plans in the works to up the transmission signal? Well, we are not in a position to make any changes that will affect the signal strength of our transmitters. The best advice we can offer is to set your presets on the car radio to 88.9, 88.5, 90.1, and 90.9. In some places, because of the hilly or mountainous terrain, you may do best by tuning to 95.1 in Pikeville, 96.3 in Harlan, 96.9 in Barberville, or 102.5 in Middlesboro. Since we do not have one signal that covers all of these areas, about all we can suggest is that you do your best to organize the presets and or keep a list of our frequencies handy. Roger writes, I seem to have misplaced Stardate on weekdays, and I don't see it on your schedule or A to Z listing. I do hear it on the weekends. Have you dropped it on weekdays or merely moved it? You were the last station to carry it in this area. Well, Roger, you can now hear Stardate every night, Mondays through Fridays at 9:04 p.m., as well as at 5:33 in the morning. We apologize for not doing a better job of promoting the change when we made the move some weeks ago. Terry from Lexington, an Iraqi war veteran, called to say he enjoyed the segment on last Thursday's edition of The Story with Dick Gordon.
Jack was a pilot with the U.S. Air Force. He flew 140 combat missions in World War II. He took his trumpet with him on every flight.
I would like also to thank public radio for immortalizing the story, and I encourage WEKU to cover more stories like this one.
Send your comments to WEKU at eku.edu or call our listener comment line 859-622-1657. And be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.